Hey guys, Danny Herbeck with the Musky 360 Canada edition with my long lost buddy Jamie over in Eastern Ontario. What's going on?
Hey Danny, how's it going, man? The fish are fired up. It's been they're biting. We're into prime time summer patterns, and I hear you've had a good weekend. There was rumors that two fish hit the net at once. The good old Musky doubleheader.
Yeah, that is very true. Same thing over here. The full moon did not disappoint. It was a phenomenal bite. And last night, we actually even put two in the bag at the same time with four fish total for an evening. It was a phenomenal night, phenomenal group of guys. And it was, something that as a musky guy casting doesn't happen very often.
That's awesome. Yeah, I prefer to get fish casting, and especially guests. You know, that's a great way to actually connect with the musky. There's one thing standing up and reeling in a fish trolling. You know, there's a time and a place for it, but four fish casted, man, that is unbelievable. Now, what have you been chucking? What's wet in the net for you down in your end of Ontario?
Pretty simple pattern. I mean, I've not to say you can't catch fish on a little bit of everything right now, but bucktail in the one spot and a Savage Gear burbot tube in the two spot, and that is been the 1-2 punch that has been putting the fish in the net. I mean, you know, last week you could see leading into the full moon, you know, things were ramping up. Fish were starting to, you know, get multiple fish on a spot. Fish were getting aggressive, and you know, the pinnacle was Friday, Saturday night. You know, things were really fired up, and this, and even leading into this week, it's still good.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, things here were good too. Full moon was good. We got one really nice fish right at the end of the day, came up and slammed a Livingston Walking Boss too. That bait's been really good. Something a little different in terms of topwaters. I don't know if anybody's seen it before, but it's kind of like a gigantic jitterbug. A jointed crankbait meets a hog wobbler, and it makes an awful load of noise and seems to bring them in, right? And it's good for those flat, calm days, but it's also good when there's a chop, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely a topwater that the fish don't see very often. It throws an immense amount of water and makes a pile of noise. And at times, you know, when fish aren't chasing your faster-moving topwaters, it's definitely a deadly option for sure.
Now, tell us a little bit about your luck with tubes, especially this new burbot tube. How have you been fishing it, and tell us how you've been fishing it. I'm curious. I got one in the cart here. I've had enough. There's been too many talks of fish biting on a bait, and that seems to be one of the hot baits of the year. So I gotta order one and give it a go myself.
Yeah.
But how you been fishing it?
I mean, you know, just your standard, like I like to do a rip, pause, you know, like a single rip, pause, rip, pause, rip, pause, rip, pause. And the key is after your rip, giving that bait slack to fall. You know, too many people with any bait in general, because everybody's using high speed reels now and everything like that, that pick up an immense amount of line, they don't let the bait work. When a bait works, it works on the slack line. And too many people get in the habit of ripping and reeling, and they don't allow that bait to actually move and do what it's supposed to do in the water. And that's when the fish hit the bait, is on the pause, on the fall, or on a jerk bait when you're twitching it. If you don't give that bait slack, it's not going to allow the bait to move side to side or fall properly. And they always club it on the fall after your rip cycles. And then, you know, as the bait's coming to the boat, I usually increase my speed and increase my rips. And then like the last 6-8 feet, I go to just a straight fast wind right into my first turn. And then, you know, obviously once you get in the first turn, you know, you're pumping it on your corners and stuff like that.
Oh, that's and what? So you have one bait in the front, I would assume, fishing the shallower structure, and then the two would be working a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's a very simple, straightforward. You know, the bucktail is encountering the fish that are up on the structure. You know, up in the 3 to 5, 8 foot zone, and then that tube is, you know, mopping up everything that's sitting in that 8 to 15, 16 foot zone, right?
Oh, that's great. I think that's one mistake a lot of muskie anglers make. They'll, you know, people throwing different baits will throw baits in the same part of the water column and try to dissect where exactly those muskies are. And there might be fish at different levels, but where are the ones that are there and which are the ones that are going to bite? I think that's very important.
Well, and it's not necessarily which ones are going to bite, but, you know, every spot or time of the day can be different. You know, in the mornings, those fish might be up shallower and react to a bucktail. In the afternoon, they slide off the edge and, you know, they're encountering, you know, your deeper working baits like the tube or, a curl tail rubber or, you know, a deeper jerk bait, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to have a different spread and different presentation too to figure out what they're liking. And like you said, during the day, the presentations and what they're chasing can change for sure.
Oh yeah. And you know, the major key factor, you know, like this week I have been walleye fishing during the day and musky fishing at night. I haven't had, you know, the privilege to put an all day shift in, but I mean, through the course of like 6 days, I think I've put over 20 muskies in the boat now just fishing evenings. And I'm basically doing my homework, believe it or not, during the day while I'm walleye fishing, looking for these shallow humps that have big groups of walleyes on them or shallow points that have walleyes off the tip of them. And those are the spots that I'm going back to in the evening that I'm musky casting. And it's, you know, the right now the muskies on the rocks are so predictable. It's not even funny. You know, you start working down the structure and you're not marking walleyes, you're not seeing muskies. And the minute you get to the part of the structure, you mark walleyes, boom, here they come, or you catch one. They're sitting, you know, just up above them on the structures right now. So anytime you're walleye fishing and you're seeing, or musky fishing, that you're seeing walleyes on a spot, that's definitely a spot you want to musky fish. And when you're marking walleyes while you're musky fishing, get ready because there's one not far away.
Yeah, and usually they're out, if they're out chasing walleyes or whatever the food source might be, I think many anglers out there don't kind of think what the muskies are eating. We have, we've had a really good shallow walleye bite on the Ottawa here, ripping jigs and stuff too. And our fish have been really tight in cover. And then we've also had fish out in open water, but on the higher part of the water column. I think people do associate deeper water with the fish being deep, and that's not necessarily the case. We've had moon eyes busting all over the place, and have done well casting, you know, big jerk baits and big crank baits as well, right around the moon eyes. Well, find the fish, find the food, find the fish, right?
Well, and exactly, if the bait fish are up shallow, the fish are going to be up shallow too. And everybody thinks, you know, just because it's a bright bluebird day and the water's 75, 77 degrees, all these fish want to be down deep where it's dark and cold. That's not always the case. I mean, generally in the summer, when if I do open water troll, I'm running more baits shallower than I am deeper. You know, in the 5 to 6 foot zone versus down 15 or 20.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's on your agenda for this week? You got, what's going on in Muskie Land on the other end of Ontario?
Well, I'm just packing up right now as we speak. I am giving the muskies and walleyes a break on Eagle Lake for a couple days. I have a walleye tournament north of here that I'm going to head to. So hopefully I can, come home and make some money and return back to guiding, in a couple days here is the plan. But I mean, looking forward, I mean, with the stable weather we're having, and I don't foresee anything changing, you know, fishing main lake stuff, you know, shallow reefs, mainland points, pinch down, neck down areas. But the main factor is finding the walleyes right now. If there's no walleyes around your musky spots, there's not going to be any muskies. So, you know, I know it sounds simpler than, or harder than what it necessarily is to know that. But I mean, if you find a key little zone where you find, you know, a couple spots that have walleyes on them. Well, there's going to be other spots very close by that the walleyes are using. So when you find walleyes and find muskies on a zone, don't be jumping 5, 10, 15 miles to another spot. Work that zone. Stay in that little area, because I'm finding that there's pockets of areas that are being productive. Like, you'll find 6, 7, 8 spots in very close proximity that are very good, and you might travel 8, 10 miles to try, you know, to replicate the pattern, and there's no walleyes there. There's no muskies.
Yeah, and you mentioned, too, you're fishing some rock reefs, right? So are you talking shallow rocks, or are you talking suspended, like deeper rocks and mid-lake type stuff?
Well, you know, main lake stuff for sure, but most of it, you know, it might top off at 3-4 feet, or it might top off at 12-15 feet. It just, but that seems that, you know, 6 to 12 foot stuff right now is where the money's at.
Yeah, we've been getting fish in the same range, either buried in the weed or just off in that open water, and even in deeper water too. So I'm pumped. We got this weekend, we got some super hot, stable weather. And then next week, it looks like it's going to be a whole lot of wind and rain and a whole bunch of yuckiness. But who knows? Maybe.
Well, that might be what a guy needs to get him fired up, too, if you get a front rolling in, right? So.
Yeah, I'll take that. And also, we've had tons of boat traffic on most of our bodies of water this year. So that'll scare away the jet skiers and everybody else that seems to be bugging me when I'm fishing.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm actually, you know, it was fun talking with you here, but I got to get packing. I got to get on the road here. So, we'll touch base in a few days, and we'll compare notes again.
Yeah. Best of luck in the tournament. Bring home that bacon, and, I'll let you know when my new baits come in the mail. I love mailbag day, and, we'll catch up again next week.
I might know a guy that might have a couple extras. If you talk real nice to me, maybe I could send you some.
Oh, jeez. Well, we're going to talk real sweet soon as we hang this one up. All right, man. Well, good fishing you, and thanks, everybody, for listening to the Muskie 360 Canadian version, eh? Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Jamie Pasilli here with Danny Hurley.